Crimes Against Humanity, A Beginner's Guide, written by Adam Jones and read by Adrian Mulroney. Spring 1915. World War I has degenerated into a grim war of attrition. Millions of soldiers are stuck fast in a trench system that snakes from the Belgium coast to the Swiss border. In an attempt to break the deadlock, the British, French and ANZAC, Australia-New Zealand forces, launched an attack on the Dardanelles Straits, seeking to force a way through to Constantinople and to neutralise the Ottoman Empire, a key German and Austrian ally. Partly in response to the crisis, the Ottoman authorities in Constantinople clamped down, not in the Dardanelles, but against the Christian minority populations of the empire, the Armenians, the Assyrians, the Anatolian and Pontian Greeks. What became known as the Armenian Genocide began with the arrest and eventual execution of hundreds of Armenian notables in the Ottoman capital and elsewhere. Brazen massacres of Armenians, Greeks and Assyrians erupted across the realm, peaking between 1915 and 1917. Seeking to assert its historic self-image as protector of Christian minorities in its sphere of influence, Russia called for a declaration by the countries of the Triple Entente Alliance, stating that the atrocities unleashed against the Armenians and others would be punished after an Entente victory. Great Britain and France were concerned that the Russian declaration, which referred to crimes against Christianity and civilization, would only provoke further anti-Christian persecution when the Allies could do nothing practical to assist the targeted populations. Accordingly, they pushed for a revision of the text. Sergei Sazonov, the Russian foreign minister, agreed to change the reference to crimes against Christianity to denounce instead crimes against humanity and civilization. Thus, the drafters invented a phrase that was to become a powerful concept of international law, the crime against humanity. Hold personally responsible, the Allied Declaration of May 1915. For about a month, the Kurd and Turkish population of Armenia has been massacring Armenians with the connivance and often assistance of Ottoman authorities. Such massacres took place in middle April at Erzurum, Dürçün, Erguvani, Van, Bitlis, Muş, Sassun, Zeytun, and through Cilicia. Inhabitants of about 100 villages near Van were all murdered. In that city, the Armenian quarter is besieged by Kurds. At the same time in Constantinople, the Ottoman government ill-treats the inoffensive Armenian population. In view of these new crimes of Turkey against humanity and civilization, the Allied governments announced publicly to the Sublime Porte, Ottoman authorities, that they will hold personally responsible for these crimes all members of the Ottoman government and those of their agents who are implicated in such massacres.